This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We, of course, love when we're all about second date updates, especially right here in Madison and surrounding areas. This is something you have to do in order to find that special someone.
Especially now, it's the dating season. The dating season is upon us. It's not cuffing season.
Right.
It's dating season.
Spring
it's
is in the air.
Spring fling.
It's beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, we got our boy Kurt on the phone. How's it going, my man?
Thanks for the introduction. I appreciate you.
I'm just assuming you're beautiful. So listen, you are calling in because you went out on a date with a beautiful young lady by the name of Natalia.
That is correct, yes.
All right, tell us what's going on.
Basically, we met like everybody meets nowadays. We met online. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Plenty of Fish.
Oh.
And I took her, you know, to a pretty low-key place. Dottie Dumplings. You know, not to like a lot of pressure, nothing, whatever. Basically, I thought the date went pretty well. You know, I'm not looking for a guaranteed like wife right now. But I'm out there trying to have fun, and I thought we had fun together. And I don't really know what happened. So, Marks, I guess.
Your conversations like? What did they involve?
Typical. I mean, a lot of first date stuff, you know, like, oh, you have any siblings? Like, okay, where are you from? What do you do? That kind of thing. Just getting to know each other. But also, I felt like we were vibing a little bit.
Nice. Got that nice vibe going. So I always have to ask this. I usually ask the females and the males both equally. Did you shower? Did you brush your teeth? Did you shave? Did you wear the right cologne? Did your feet stink?
Oh, of course.
Did you wash your socks? Well, okay, cool.
Mine is
cool,
the man. Feet stinking, yes.
Okay, well, your feet stink, but that should stop you on a first date.
Yeah.
It's okay. So you were on Plenty of Fish just for like a hookup then? You were looking to hook up with Natalia?
No. I mean, if that happened, sure, that'd be great. But I asked, you know, just to see somebody and see where it goes, right?
Right. Okay, so like how did this date end then for you two?
I got a hug. That was what I got. But
oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
I thought it would get a little bit better than that, but
yeah,
some hugs are better than kisses, my man.
It's true, but Plenty of Fish, though, that is your standard, though, right? Wham bam.
Yeah, you know, I've tried them all, and Plenty of Fish seems to be the standard wham bam. If that's what the way that you want to phrase it,
yes.
Krista, then yes,
old school wham bam.
Wham,
I thought it was
bam would be the phrase that you would use it. Yeah.
Okay, smashing. All right, then, Kurt, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with her?
It's been about a week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not as bad as we've had people gone 3 weeks.
Oh, or longer. Sometimes I thought we had one. It was like a month. So, man, you're in the clear. You might be in the clear. We'll see.
I don't know. I felt like after a couple of days in this day and age, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well,
but
that's
true. But you really like her. You want to go out again.
I'd definitely like to see where it goes, for sure.
Okay.
So it's time to go ghost hunting. It's time to find your girl, man. Are you ready?
Yes, Kurt. Please.
Yeah. We're going to go ghost hunting for you. Get ready, man.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Natalia?
Yes, is this?
Hi, honey. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio, girlfriend.
Hello.
Ooh, did I win something?
Yes, you won the lottery. $6 billion. We're going to put it in your hands right now. No, we're just... We're more involved in your personal life this morning. A date that you went on with a fine gentleman that you are not getting back to. His name is Kurt. Do you remember Kurt?
His feet might have stank.
Yeah, I remember Kurt.
Why do you sound so disappointed?
I don't know.
He just wants to know why you're not going back out with him. It's a little thing we do on our show called Second Date Update. So what's up?
I mean, we met on Plenty of Fish and we chatted back and forth. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, let's meet, you know, casually. And, I mean, I didn't understand the extent of casual he meant. You know, we meet at Dottie's, and the guy brings his girlfriend along.
No, like, he didn't.
Yes, no, listen. Like, he's trying to, like, coerce me into having a threesome with his girlfriend. And, like,
yes.
He did not mention anything previously while we were talking on the website, anything of that matter.
So it wasn't stated on the website or anything like that, hey, we're a fun couple looking for one, you know, single girl or anything like that.
He made it sound like he was a single guy, you know, that...
So you show up at Dottie Dumplings and he's sitting there with his girlfriend when you arrive?
Yeah.
That's awkward. Now, is she, I mean, I'm sure you're gorgeous, but is she pretty?
Yeah, she's pretty, but so I'm not into that.
She's not,
that's
a little, that's not,
I mean, is she into that?
It's a little threatening. That's what I was trying to think. You know what I mean? If you're a if you see a pretty girl sitting next to the guy that you're supposed to go on a date with, then that isn't that a little threatening and off-putting for you?
Well, she's probably like, who the hell are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how did this conversation, like, go? I'm curious.
I mean, it was a little awkward at first, you know, and then he started telling me, you know, so, you know, we wanted to try something new, do a little experimentation, and, you know, we found your profile, and she really didn't say much. Like, I think she's basically going along with it for his, because he wants to,
I don't know,
that's why, like, it didn't last very long, the whole date, you know, like, I really, I wasn't very comfortable.
Were you tempted at all?
No.
Sure.
It's not her thing.
Positive.
It's not your thing. Okay, so literally, he tried to get a threesome hooked up with you and his woman. I'm in awe by this. I don't even want to wait anymore. Kurt, is this true,
Kurt,
my man?
What's going on, man?
He's on the phone, Natalia. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Natalia.
I feel bad now.
Hey, Kurt.
It's true, but I'm not doing anything wrong. You guys are talking like, oh, it's not like my girlfriend didn't know and I'm cheating on her.
Yeah, but she didn't know. That's the problem,
I
Kurt.
I didn't know.
The new one
man,
didn't
I'm,
know.
You know? Jeez.
Kurt.
But that's the thing is, like, if I bring her along, then everything's out on the table. It's not like I'm hiding something. And it's not like
how about you put that on your profile, you know? And then everything's on the table. You don't just, like, flirt, like, bring that on somebody and be like, oh, hey, by the way, like, it doesn't work like that, dude.
Right. You'll put on your profile, fun couple looking for a fun time with a single individual or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not,
and there's
right.
tons of people out there, I'm sure, that would be so for that,
uh-huh.
you know?
Raising my hand not over me? Here.
Yeah. Right. So. But Natalia's not.
Hello? I cannot believe this. I'm so embarrassed. First of all...
What?
Wait, who's that?
Kurt,
hello?
Hello? I mean, this is... I'm Sarah, the girlfriend... Kurt, I cannot believe you went on the radio
about
this. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
It's, like, so embarrassing. I mean, Natalia, I'm sorry about all this. It's, like, really awkward, and I can't believe this whole thing is happening. Seriously.
Wait, it's like, okay, you know, like...
Both you ladies should go over to Kurt's house, leave all the presents that Kurt gave you, and say F it and find better people to date.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Sarah, you're on the phone. This is Kurt's girlfriend. Did you even know about this?
I mean, I knew that he was on the phone. I just heard him talking on the phone, and I picked up the other line, and I kept been listening, and I cannot believe this. Like,
well, where's Kurt?
First of all, it's like, we talked a lot about it. It was supposed to be like a discreet sort of thing, and then, like, I was a little uncomfortable about it anyway, but I was like, let's try something new, and then fact that, Natalia, you didn't know, I was just like, oh my God, this is
That's
so awkward.
Super
I cannot
awkward.
Believe this.
Where's Kurt? The big question. Kurt,
are you okay?
Yeah, well,
right.
listen, Sarah, you're acting like, again,
oh my God.
This is a surprise to you, and you didn't know any of this was going to happen. We talked about this beforehand, okay? You were at the date.
We talked about it, but like, I thought that Natalia knew, and we got there, and she had no idea, and that's just, like, creepy and weird, and I'm still, like, not over it.
This
and
is why we don't tell secrets, people. Like,
we're in a six-some here. This is the craziest thing ever.
So bad
I know,
for
my
you.
Goodness.
Okay, wait a minute. So let's just slow this down. So literally everybody's on the phone right now. This is hilarious. So... this is very odd. Sarah, okay, so basically your man just called us and wants to go out with Natalia. Did you know that? Because that's why this is happening.
Shasha.
No, I did not know he was reaching out to Natalia again. I thought he was talking about how awkward the date was, and it was not a good idea, and we were done with that. So first
of all,
you're a creep, Kurt.
That's really awful, and I cannot believe that we are going to have to have this. Continue talking about this.
Kurt's trying to
Secondly,
throw in that second
it's embarrassing.
Pitch.
It's on the radio. Oh, my God.
It's
I can't
not
believe
embarrassing.
You.
So we really don't care, Kurt, what you have to say. I'm just curious. Sarah, obviously, I'm going to assume you're not going to go out with him again. Or
I mean,
you're dating
I,
him.
Like,
I'm all messed up now.
We have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
We have a lot to talk about.
So you guys got a lot to talk about. Now,
Natalia.
Now, Natalia, do you think you will ever go out with Kurt again?
Oh. Hell no!
Hell no!
This is like a movie.
Right?
Well, that's
Hell
great.
No.
Hell no!
Good for you.
Wanna go out with me?
You're in her world now.
Just so you know, I could light your house on fire and laugh at the ashes, but in a fun way.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Back to the grind with our girl Siri each and every day, every hour on the 10. She's a tough bra, but hey, we enjoy her.
I missed her.
Did you miss her?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? It was nice, you know, all the heart-touching, you know, feelings and everything like that, but
It's nice to wake up Monday morning and get back to it with Siri.
That's right, honey. That's right. 3210931. Text us at 30734. Hit us up on our Snapchat page, Jams931.
You could also tweet us at 931Jams or send us a DM on Facebook and Instagram. And then Friends with Benefits members, hit us up at madtownjams.com.
All right, we have a question here from our Facebook member, Veronica. Listen, Siri, my online banking went down and I had to go to the bank. The thing was deserted. Why on earth are there still banks in general? Siri?
I think they exist for the exact situation you just mentioned. You didn't have online banking, so you had to do some offline banking. You're just the special kind of stupid we only see in movies. Beyond that, they really aren't much use for regular people other than a place with a public restroom. Now, if you own a business or do investing or whatever, I'm sure they have some kind of use. That is, unless you're trying to rob the place, then my only advice is no witnesses.
I find this very interesting. The place that I bank, I didn't realize I only had a certain amount of transfers that I'm allowed to do each month.
Oh, yeah. They don't want you transferring money in and out.
Dude,
too
that's
fast.
My money.
Oh,
who
I know.
Who cares how
it's,
much I transfer
oh, no, girl,
money
you
from
think
one
it's
account?
Your money? It's the bank's money.
Oh, my God.
You think it's your money.
So I had
they
to do
you.
One transfer, and they're like, we're going to charge you $25 for this transfer. Jeez. So I had to literally drive to Verona when I live in Mazomini to go and do a transfer.
That's the way that they get you. They get you like that. It's all. It's not your money. It's their money.
It is my money.
See, no, everyone should just
see
my money.
So we got a question over here from Janella on Instagram. Siri, my upstairs neighbors are awful. They play music and have parties every night. Also, they have hardwood floors, so I can hear everything. Is there anything that I can do?
Maybe try writing them a friendly note. It should read, "Hey, I'm your downstairs neighbor, and I just wanted to bring something to your attention. Our floors don't have very much soundproofing, so we can hear what you are doing in your apartment. We just wanted to come together as neighbors and tell you to shut the f*** up. I swear to God, nice. If I hear one more f***ing sound coming out of your cockroach-infested f***ing apartment, if this building catches on fire in the middle of the night, my last thought as I'm burning to death will be one of happiness knowing you and everything you love will be ashes. I can see absolutely no way writing a note like that could backfire."
You know, I had noisy neighbors upstairs once. You know what you do? I get like I got one of those sticks, like a really long like wooden stick.
Yeah.
And like you just take it and you just whack the ceiling.
How many holes did you get in that sucker?
Let's see.
Sorry, the landlord doesn't
in the
have-
walls that I, you know... In the walls and the ceiling, I think, you know, there's probably like 32 holes in my old apartment. So there's that.
I'm assuming that's from other things. All right, we have a text here from Chelsea, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, this guy I just started dating invited me on a multi-day hiking trip. What do you think of that? Do you think that's safe? Should I go? What's up?
Yes, you should go out into a secluded woods for a few days with what is essentially a total stranger. I bet you will not only have a wonderful and safe time, but you will definitely find true love. Who am I kidding? Are you an insane person? Literally every story that starts like this will end with the phrase, "and she was never heard from again."
Oh.
Although if I'm being honest, the fact that this guy has yet to set off you psychotic murderer alarm says something about you. Are you so desperate for a relationship you are willing to be the plot of every horror movie? Yet I guess so.
You know, I was actually, I just saw a picture of, I was looking at pictures of history over here. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I found a serial killer that made gloves out of human.
Yes.
Yeah.
She, you know. Why are you looking at that stuff?
You know what?
They're all from Wisconsin. You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Dahmer started it, right?
Ed Gein, all of them, yeah.
Yep. And then there's
you. Oh, that's bright and cheery.
Of course. I gotta hide from you. We got a question on Facebook from Isaac. So, Siri, I want to buy a new car, and I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money on a new one.
Mm.
You got any advice?
Why are you so dumb that you have to ask me this?
Dumb.
Just buy a nice car secondhand. BMWs and Lexuses don't exactly hold their value. Jesus, I can't even f***ing believe I have to explain that a used car is cheaper than a new one. It isn't exactly rocket surgery. If you're too dumb to buy a car, then you shouldn't be allowed to drive one. Here's my advice. Just buy the cheapest car you can possible find. That way you have a car that matches who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Well, listen, buying a used car, especially from someone you don't know, is going to probably cost you more in the end than buying a new car.
Are you speaking from personal?
No, someone that I know that's very dear to me who's not had good stuff with used cars.
Good used car experience?
Yeah, yeah.
Last time I got a used car.
They're called
car.
Crappy.
Yeah. I think it was like squeaking. The engine squeaked.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, just put some WD-40 on the belts and it'll stop squeaking.
In the end, you had to buy like a new alternator, your rims on your everything.
Download the podcast now.